At a downtown press conference this morning, Tampa Police Chief Jane Castor says that police are now looking to see who provided alleged shooter Dante Morris with assistance.
Monday morning, the investigators were back on the case and are relentlessly tracking down Dante Morris's every move from the moment of the shootings, and also looking into who provided him assistance during his time that he was underground. As soon as the detectives are able to make those cases, those individuals will be charged. There is no doubt in my mind that he received assistance, and we're going to find out exactly what assistance it was and who gave it to him, and those individuals are going to be charged.
One person who may have known where Morris was hiding out was one of TPD's own. This morning, police suspended Carolyn Riggins, a 10-year veteran of the department, without pay, saying Riggins did not report that her daughter Elena had a friendship with Dante Morris.
Unfortunately, one of the individuals involved in an associate of Dante Morris, her mother happens to be a City of Tampa employee. We have relieved that individual of duty with no pay at this time, pending investigation. And if it is determined that any way, shape, or form she knew that her daughter was in contact with Dante Morris, she will be fired.
Elena Riggins and Morris' brother, Dwayne Calloway, are now in jail on charges of marijuana possession and possessing a firearm in the commission of a felony. Chief Castor says that Calloway is also facing two charges of parole violation.
We arrested Dwayne Calloway, which all of you know is Dante's brother, and he was with Elena Riggins. We found them in the Motel 6 at I-275 in Fowler. Dwayne Calloway was charged with violation of probation for domestic battery and two counts of felon in possession of a firearm. There was a firearm and cocaine found in that hotel room. Elena Riggins and Dwayne Calloway were charged with the firearm and the cocaine and are in jail right now.
With the recent arrests in the case, Tampa police investigators and prosecutors are now taking a slow and methodical approach in questioning all of the suspects involved. For WMNF News, this is Mike Fryer.